Hi, I'm Nick Marr from The Little House Company, the UK's largest for sale by owner website. Today we're going to talk about property descriptions and how you get the best property description. This is where it's really good to be a private seller and you're in complete control of what's written about your home. After all, you're the one that's been living there and you know more about that property than anybody else. So let's get it down on paper in a positive manner without the dodgy estate agent speak. So writing a great property description is all about balancing information and being positive throughout your text, but in no way misleading. The great thing about private sale is that your description can reflect how you communicate. There's absolutely no reason to speak like an estate agent in your description. So let's think some of estate agents speak. Easy to maintain living space. Translation, it's really incredibly small. Conveniently located. Translation, next door to a busy main road above a takeaway. Unexpectedly re-available. The previous buyer pulled out at the last minute due to some major problems with the survey. You'll get where I'm coming from. You know, even just try it and describe it in normal language. The amenities. What are the amenities? They're shops, maybe. We'll say shops. Excellent transport links. Oh, do you mean there's a train station nearby? Okay, you're getting where I'm coming from. So buyers want to know crucial information, in particularly about the location. The location can be the reason why a buyer pays more for your property than the one two streets away. So information about nearby shops, schools, leisure facilities, restaurants, shopping centres, stations and motorways are good to include in your description. Why not name your favourite place and give the description a real positive feel? Don't forget what you liked about the location when you bought the home. It's probably still there. Be interesting in your description. It's not just the house. It could be practical, stylish, modern. When describing the features of the home, think about the things that you may miss. Get inspired by looking at lots of property descriptions and take some key sentences that give the description a really good feel. Don't waste your time with listing every PowerPoint or every window. It's just simply not necessary. Stating the obvious makes a property description way too long and very boring. Things like service charges, ground rent, council tax, the length of the lease, that's the information a buyer wants. Encourage inquiries by stating you're welcome to make further inquiries or that you have more photos or happy to answer any further questions. Now, here's my top tip. DIY is a dirty word. Explaining that you put the windows in or you made the banister yourself will only serve to put people off, even if you did a great job. DIY conjures up thoughts of dodgy, low-quality work. Do not use anything about your DIY. Thanks for listening. I'm Nick Marr from The Little House Company.